Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Dickens' classic, A Christmas Carol, remains a holiday favorite even after 170 years. Ken Knoll, professor of molecular and cell biology at the University of Connecticut, explains one of the book's most obscure descriptions that might be lost on the modern reader.
A Christmas tradition in many families is a reading of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The story is filled with memorable phrases like Tiny Tim's, God bless us everyone, and of course Ebenezer Scrooge grumbling, Bah humbug. The next time you read it, listen for a passage that is memorable in its own odd way. You'll come to the part where Scrooge goes home and sees the face of his deceased partner Marley in his door knocker. The story says, Marley's face, it was not an impenetrable shadow as the other objects in the yard were, but had a dismal light about it, like a bad lobster in a dark cellar. What are glowing lobsters doing in A Christmas Carol? And how do we know they are bad? In Dickens' day, lobsters were stored in damp basements where they could go bad when bacteria grew on them. A bacterium called Vibrio grows on lobster shells, consuming the sugar chitin that composes the shell. The Vibrio species that does this also glows in the dark by a process called bioluminescence, thus Dickens's glowing bad lobsters. Bioluminescent Vibrios also live in the ocean. Some grow inside the skin pouches of certain fish and squid. They create light to help the animals avoid predators by blending them with the moonlit water of shallow lagoons. Other Vibrios live in the light organs of deep-sea fish, helping them lure prey in their dark homes. Though Dickens did not know it, these glowing bacteria added a different kind of mystery to Mr. Scrooge's Christmas Eve adventures.
That was Ken Knoll of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.